KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Rachel Miro. Immigrants who sign up for food aid or subsidized preschool could face a tougher road to legal residency under a new proposal by the Trump administration. KQED's Farida Javila-Romero has the details.
Right now, U.S. officials can label an immigrant a public charge if they depend on the government for long-term cash assistance or care. That can hurt their eligibility to become permanent residents, also known as green card holders. A draft document by the Department of Homeland Security would expand that criteria to include immigrants who use preschool programs like Head Start or food assistance like CalFresh, even if the beneficiaries are their children born in the U.S. Alvaro Huerta is an attorney with the National Immigration Law Center in L.A.
It's just cruel to make people have to make that choice that they're going to provide for their families or, adjust their status to lawful residency here.
Many eligible immigrants are already wary of signing up for any kind of government assistance.
Tienen miedo a aceptar cualquier beneficio.
Priscilla is a cook in a San Francisco restaurant. She didn't want to use her last name because she's not legally allowed to work in this country. She says friends and relatives turn down these benefits because they worry it will affect their chance of getting legal status.
Querer arreglar una situación legal.
President Trump has vowed to crack down on illegal immigration, and after he took office, San Francisco saw a small dip in the number of households with immigrants applying for and renewing CalFresh. Chandra Johnson with the city's Human Services Agency is concerned more families could go hungry.
And so please don't walk away from anything that's giving your family support today.
She says should any new rules be approved, it would take months and require a public process. Advocates say they're ready to oppose what they consider another attack on immigrants by the administration. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javila-Romero.
The Trump administration recently granted nearly 7,000 Syrians temporary permission to stay in the U.S. for at least another 18 months. The civil war in Syria still rages, though you might not know it given its absence from our news headlines here. How to stir up interest and compassion in the West? One San Francisco Bay Area theater company has an idea that involves two onions, a quarter cup of pine nuts, and 1 pound of beef. The scene is a kitchen in a private Palo Alto home. Two dozen people are sitting in fold-out chairs in the breakfast nook, a couple feet away from actress Nora El Samahi, the star of this one-woman show called Oh, My Sweet Land. She plays a Syrian-German woman who relates over the hum of the kitchen fan the story of her affair with a Syrian refugee while she cooks kibbeh, fried bulgur wheat balls filled with meat and spices. Recipes vary regionally, but they're popular throughout the Middle East.
In the recipes, they say, take an onion. What kind of an onion? Big? Small? An onion is not a unit of measurement. It's like saying, take a man. But which man?
She never gives her name, but we learn a lot about kibbeh.
Wheat, meat, heat. Syria.
It's the character's re-entry point back into the Syrian half of her heritage. She entices a handsome Syrian into her apartment with kibbeh. Later on, when she travels to Lebanon to look him up again, she finds that sharing food with guests is one way the people there cling to their humanity in the midst of a civil war. Wait, you say, did I just say Lebanon? Yes. Most of the 5.5 million Syrians who fled their country settled just over the border in Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan.
Every vacant space is now a shelter for the refugees. Every shop or storage room has been rented out. Every room is now shared by many families.
After the play, audience members are invited to hang out, eat Syrian food, and process what they've just seen. The smell of spices like cumin and sumac coming to life as they fry in sizzling oil has a way of transcending the walls people build between cultures. It's also impossible to look away when El Samahi is 2 feet away, telling you about children killed in chemical weapons attacks. So says Jennifer Pien of Menlo Park.
It's just such a contrast, the warmth and the security that we have, juxtaposed with what her characters have gone through. Yeah, it's visceral.
Like the Syrian refugees, Oh My Sweet Land has no fixed address. It plays in kitchens, restaurants, and community spaces, put on by Golden Thread Productions, a theater company that focuses on Middle Eastern stories. El Samahi, who, by the way, is half Egyptian, says she hopes Oh My Sweet Land encourages people to take action while it makes a difference.
This is a way to generate conversation, and I also have a kid, and is he going to ask me in 15 years, what did you do? You know, and I don't have that answer. I mean, I donate money. We don't, you know, we all have our causes, but I don't want to shut down. That's why we do this work.
You might think the liberal San Francisco Bay Area already sympathizes with the plight of Syrian refugees, but most Syrian refugees in California are living in relatively conservative San Diego County and the Central Valley. And finally, Southern California Senator Anthony Portantino lost his brother to suicide and says he was shocked to learn afterwards how many friends and neighbors had too.
You know, it's one of those issues people don't talk about until a tragedy strikes. And so the experience deeply affected me.
His bill, SB 972, would require schools from 7th grade on up through college to include a suicide prevention hotline number on student ID cards. That would be in addition to a state law that took effect this school year that requires schools to have programs for grades 7 through 12 in suicide prevention, intervention, and postvention.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. Through technology, design, and human support, Collective Health offers companies and their people a new way to experience health benefits. CollectiveHealth.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. And the Barracuda Networks, network application, content, and data security solutions for physical networks and public cloud platforms. Learn more at barracuda.com/products.
And that's the California Report for Monday, February 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. Have a great day.